For the Art in Motion Parade, several hundred participants are expected to artfully decorate their favorite human-powered form of transportation and roll through the district. The idea of the parade, and Arts in October as a whole, is to get people to reconsider how they get to the district and how they interact with it once inside. Valletta Lill is the executive director of the Dallas Arts District.
We try to bring the activities from the buildings to the streets. We try to make a lot of the activities free so that we break down the barriers. We allow folks to see the art in a different light.
Most visitors come to the district for a specific purpose. Rarely do they come just to poke around. But organizations in the district have reason to hope that that will soon change. For starters, food trucks are now allowed in the district. Improvements are planned to make the Ross Avenue underpass more pedestrian-friendly. And by late next year, the Woodall Rogers Deck Park and planned expansion of the McKinney Avenue trolley will connect the Uptown neighborhood to the Arts District.
I think people tend to categorize it into it's the symphony, it's the Dallas Museum of Art, or whatever organization or institution they affiliate themselves with, and they don't always think of the district sort of holistically.
On Saturday, the museums in the district will have free admission, and performers from Texas Ballet Theater and the Dallas Theater Center will perform outside. And don't worry if you ride your bike through the Art in Motion Parade and then decide you want to stay for a while. The Dallas Museum of Art will have a bike valet. Stephen Becker, KERA News.